It's always about the numbers. So let me frame it this way. We operate on an annual operating budget of $400,000. We're not a year-round presenting organization, okay? We don't have a building like various museums in town and, you know, Syracuse Stage or the Ever Center or whatever. So we're a festival. Primarily, we are a festival, a world-class music festival that offers world-class artists free of charge. That's what we want to be. That's what we are. That's what where we feel we can have the greatest impact on the community. We get another $200,000 in in-kind contributions in the past from our various host sites, whether that was Clinton Square, whether that was Onondaga Community College or Song Mountain or Long Branch Park. The combination of that and our media partnerships, okay, which are also long-running and in long-standing with everybody in town. Everybody's been with us for a very, very long time. So that means we have to raise $400,000. We don't have any staff other than me, and you know, we don't. We also don't have, unfortunately, we don't have an endowment, so we don't have anything that's spinning off or generating revenue for us annually. So every year we have to go out and identify the budget, find out what artists cost, put together the best show we can, paint ourselves into a corner. This is a year we could not paint ourselves in a corner. If you're asking me how short we fell, I want to say combined between what we have in the bank and carried over and what we were able to raise and the county's funding, we had about $250,000. So we were about $150,000 short of what was needed, but those costs continue to go up, and our vendors and subcontractors and all of the people who provide our tents and our chairs and have been so phenomenal that they've helped us hold those costs down, and that's what's enabled us. That's when I say it's a we thing, and the entire community's done it. So let's just remove that from the table for a second, Brad. And his piece was the one you saw. Let me just say that if we have to match the county's funding, and they're in for $150,000 this year and $150,000 next year, and we hope, okay, that will continue on an annual basis, that they will continue to believe that Jazz Fest is an important part of the cultural landscape and something worthy of county support. But we would need to raise, you know, $400,000 for the next 3 years, so at least. And if you're factoring in increasing cost for talent and production and everything else, because everybody's been holding the line for a long time, you know, maybe we need $500,000. So maybe we need $1.5 million. That would be a target. It would be a goal. If we fall short of that, we fall short of that. But I think that would be something to shoot for. And I think it's achievable. I mean, I looked around the other day and I saw that there was a study grant that had been approved for a beach for $330,000. And I saw a parking lot that was being funded for $27 million and a new expo center that was $62 million. And I think the running total now on this beautiful, fabulous new complex out near the fairgrounds, this empire, if it grows any larger, the state will have to designate it an authority and put someone in charge of it. But I think, you know, that complex is at $200 million and counting. So the Dome just said they're going to put a new roof on, right? And they're looking for a naming sponsor, and I guess the amphitheater just got a naming sponsor for $1.5 million, and I think the War Memorial is looking around for a naming sponsor. Won't be long that the Expo Center is looking around for a naming sponsor. There's talk that the Dome will be getting a new naming sponsor if and when they extricate from their lifetime arrangement with Carrier Corporation. That's our competition now. That's what we're competing against. We're not competing against other arts organizations and cultural institutions. We're competing against hospitals and educational institutions that have full-time development staffs dedicated to this thing, rooms full of people who do nothing but this all the time. Well, this is just one of the 30 or 40 hats I wear and Danny wears as a festival producer. we'd much rather focus on other things. So we've had some suggestions come from the community about how to raise money, and we're looking at all of those, and we're certainly going to go into action on those quickly.